Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I'm here with John Voorhees from Manna Ministry. How are you today, John?
I'm doing very well, Ashley. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thank you for talking with Hampton Roads today. So let's get right into it. How and when did Manna Ministry get started?
Well, actually, right when the COVID hit, actually my family and I have four children and was born and raised in Virginia Beach. And we actually sat and prayed on, you know, how we can help serve families and people during this time when we're kind of all isolated.
Yeah.
So I was on a call the next day. I'm a deacon at my church, Trinity Church, and there's a number of campuses across the area. And one of the other deacons presented the opportunity that they had been helping families through the crisis pregnancy management center and the UP center, and that there were six families that were just devastated from COVID. They had, you know, they had no food, and all of their families were either A, pregnant, or B, just had a baby, and a lot of more single moms. So basically how this started was from that, we decided to do a food drive right outside of our house. Actually, the first day, we actually took food literally from our pantries with our kids. We gave it to one of the families, but then we decided to have a food drive. So we had a food drive right in front of our house, and honestly, Ashley, the response was amazing. People were, we actually filled up an entire F-150 truck full of food. And a lot of people were like, hey, I can't get there today. Can I bring stuff by this week? And we're like, sure. So we decided to go ahead and just have this food drive and supply drive for a week. It was actually Holy Week. So we decided to just do it through Easter. And then at the end of Easter, basically people still wanted to help. So in a sense, through the COVID and through that beginning of that, we started helping those six families. And then from the overwhelming response from the community, and that was all on Facebook and the Nextdoor app and friends and family helping, we took care of those six families. Then another 10 families came and presented, hey, we need some help as well. And then it just kind of grew from there.
What would you say is the meaning behind the name Manna?
So Manna is from the Bible. It's basically, it's the idea of God providing in times of need. And you know, during this time of COVID, obviously, everybody was isolated. A lot of the food banks were not available. So the word manna really means God's provisions during times of trouble. That's what he gave to the people in the desert as they were escaping Egypt. And he gave them what they needed each day. So that the idea of manna is, and really the idea of manna ministry, is that God has provided some opportunities for us to help serve these families. And really, in a sense, like as I said before, when they were in the desert, you know, it was a 40-day period. So in a sense, what we're trying to do through Manna Ministry is provide for these families for 40 days as they're trying to get linked up with some other organizations. We have a lot of great nonprofits in this area. And what basically the goal is really to allow them to have some food, feminine hygiene products, and stuff like that during the time. So it's really just the provisions on a daily basis.
What would you say is your mission?
So I would say from the beginning, it was really just to help six families, but kind of where it kind of all came through. Our mission is to really to come alongside families in need. In the area, it's really called the Alice population. Like it's families, you know, that just really are living paycheck to paycheck. And if they lose that one paycheck, they lose, you know, everything. So the mission is to help these families along with all the other nonprofits in the area go from that, you know, just surviving phase to really, really thriving. So it's really to come alongside and provide like emergency, like food needs, specifically, you know, food, diapers, feminine hygiene products, toothbrushes, toothpastes, and stuff like that. So our mission is really to help those families again go from just surviving to thriving, as well as give them some hope to know that they're not alone.
How many families and individuals do you think you have served?
So we actually keep track of that. And right now we are at 201 deliveries. We've helped 127 families. Mm-hmm. And we serve families on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And right now we already have 11 confirmed for tomorrow.
And is it specifically here in Virginia Beach?
Actually, the organization is called Manna Ministry of Tidewater. So
okay.
In a sense, we've kind of, what we're really serving, you know, people from Virginia Beach to Norfolk to Portsmouth. We serve people across the bridge over in Newport News and Hampton, out all the way out to Deep Creek. So it really is providing services to whoever needs help.
And how do your families or individuals find your ministry?
And so the beginning of that was really through the UP Center and through the Crisis Pregnancy Ministry. So one of our couples that help us, it's the Voorhees, the Schmidts, and the Arnolds have kind of been the foundation of, you know, helping us get started through God's help. So in a sense, we started with families they knew through these different centers. The UP Center is an amazing organization of some amazing social workers that help families. And, you know, in a sense, one found out kind of what we're doing, and she gave us, you know, 10 people. And they're like, well, how many families can you take? And at that point, we just didn't know what this was going to look like. So we said, hey, just send us families, and we'll take care of as many as we can through the provisions, you know, with people donating. But now at this moment, the director of the United Way came alongside of us and kind of heard what we were doing and really thought this was a ministry that was really needed for that emergency food need. So we're now a part of what's called Unite Us, which is a Hampton Roads-wide basically service where there's a website, and we're getting referrals from the United Way through the Unite Us. And if anybody needs help, or if anybody knows people that need help out there, the phone number they can reach those folks at is, again, it's a United Way hotline. It's 858-7777. Again, 858-7777. And in a sense, what happens through that, when they call the United Way and they have an emergency food need and they basically said they need man of ministry, they send us a referral, and then basically we triage them, and then we bring food to them.
How has the response been from the community?
I would say overwhelming. and I see that in a number of different ways, especially during the COVID time, when people were coming over, when they heard about what was happening here at our home, it was amazing to see the response from the people actually being able to donate stuff. Because in that time of isolation, where all of us really kind of were stuck at home and really couldn't do much and really couldn't help anybody, but people could go to the store and pick up these items. So that's been overwhelming. But when you actually go deliver this food to these families, these amazing families that just need a little something, a little help, a little hope. I mean, from the kids, people crying. I mean, it's been amazing to see just the response from just when you deliver this food. I mean, it's like you're delivering them, you know, like gold bars. It's amazing to see just like when they don't have anything. And some of these families literally through this crisis, I mean, through this crisis time of COVID, I mean, they wouldn't be eating. And like, and it's just, so they, I mean, overwhelming is a word I'd use. It's just, it's such a sense of fulfillment knowing that, you know, we're helping serve specific needs for, you know, and especially a lot of these are single moms and their children, again, who wouldn't eat. So just to see the response from the families to say, now they have food in their pantry, food in the freezer. One family said the fridge was full for the first time that it's ever been. So it's been really amazing.
Now, how can people in the community help you?
So I think right now we're still, you know, taking food donations, and but the big thing they can do right now is to go to our website, which is again manna, MANNA ministry, tidewater.org. And on that, basically there's a way to donate, or a way to help donate. So you can donate by A, coming and providing just help, because we need people to help pack the boxes that we send out to these families. We need help delivering the food and supplies to these amazing families. And then we also need financial help, obviously, to keep this going along. It's something, you know, and the other day, you know, we asked before that the name manna. Manna really is how this whole thing's done. When there's been a need, there's been somebody there to kind of help us. So, I mean, but that would be a wonderful way to help. And you also could, they also can reach out to us at mannaministry.tidewater@gmail.com. And send an email if there's anything specific that they can do to help or have any questions. That's a great way to kind of connect with us as well.
Where would you say all the donations come from?
So right now, like in the beginning, when this started, it was really just friends and family and people on Facebook and Nextdoor, you know, that Nextdoor app, and just people spreading the word. Now we actually have a connection between with a church in Norfolk. It's called the Basilica of St. Mary of the Immaculate Conception. I know it's a long name. An amazing woman over there, Miss Ursel Drayton, she runs a food kitchen. So if anybody is in that Norfolk, that whole area street, that Tidewater area, she does a food kitchen and she does a soup kitchen 3 or 4 times a week. So if people are in need in that area, but she's come alongside us and basically is helping supply the food, as well as Operation Blessing through CBN. We're starting a basically a partnership with them. So that's where some of the foods come. And we also our church, Trinity Church, has come alongside of us and helped us get us gift certificates to like Kroger's to help buy the food. But again, it's come from so many different areas, and again, their response has been amazing.
What partnerships have been created through the ministry?
So I kind of just alluded to Operation Blessing and that amazing church in Norfolk, again, the Basilica of St. Mary. And we also have a partnership right now with Impact Church, which is another church that in Norfolk that is doing the same thing and helping serve these families. But, you know, we've come alongside them, and they've actually helped us a lot. We're also talking to a new company called New Day Furniture, as well as, I mean, the United Way, obviously. What's neat about kind of where we're filling the gap is that, you know, as we, you know, get these emergency referrals from Unite Us, we're able to plug, you know, once we're able to take care of those emergency needs, we're able to plug these families into something that can take care of them long term. There's a bunch of different organizations. Four Kids is one of them, Salvation Army, the United Way. There's been all kinds of partnerships that really, again, the whole goal is to help these families go from that and just surviving to thriving stage. And it's been awesome to see, and just to give a little hope to somebody. It's been really neat.
And why are you a part of this?
Honestly, I think the way I would respond to that is just, you know, as my family and I were specifically praying, it was a moment of just understanding of surrender where my family, we just, again, born and raised in Virginia Beach, I have six brothers and sisters, and we've been very blessed, and we during this time we could go a little while without a paycheck, and and so why I'm a part of it is I wanted to be a part of helping create change, to give families hope that, you know, they don't always have to be in this situation, and to really be really kind of the conduit in this, you know, of God's provision to these families by just helping them know that, you know, that Jeremiah 29:11, the verse, you know, is that, now he's here to help us, to help prosper us and not to harm us, and to free us from captivity. It's just being a part of that has just been absolutely amazing.
Could you share some meaningful stories of what God has done through Mana Ministry?
Absolutely. One of my favorite stories is we've been delivering to a family from the beginning, and their kids refer to the people that drop off the food as the angel people, because they know when they see those folks, they get to eat that week. And what's kind of neat about that story is somebody, one of their neighbors, kind of saw them and asked them afterwards, how are you guys getting this? So then they told their neighbors, so we're kind of able to help them as well. So I thought that was kind of one that was neat. We also got a call actually from United Way directly about a hospitality worker from Virginia Beach, lost her job, a 4-year-old kid, and the social worker came in and basically said, hey, you're paying your rent, you're spending your money, but there's no food. So if you don't have food by the next time we come out here, we're going to have to take your child. It's just, yeah. I mean, we have to make sure the child's fed. So we're able to get food to that person that day. We also had a woman who had seven kids. One of the kids was blind, and she was actually going to be on the street. We got a call from the United Way directly, and through our partnership with Trinity Church, they have something called the Lazarus Project that they started during this time in regards to really coming alongside. So they raised $500,000 to help these families. So we were able to partner with Trinity with that situation. We provided the food, detergent, feminine products, toothpaste, toothbrushes for the kids. And they came alongside and helped her really get a place to stay for another week as we were able to get them connected back in the area. And I would say one of my favorite stories as well, just to give you one more, is there's a family we've been helping in Norfolk, and you know, during the COVID, obviously schools were stopped. Mm-hmm. So one child, they got the free internet from the city of Norfolk or whoever it was, which was amazing, but he didn't have a computer to do his work. Mm-hmm. He didn't have any type of device to do his work. So in a sense, we were able to, through Nextdoor and through Facebook, one of the ex-teachers had an extra computer that she was so gracious to give to this family. And it was so neat with this story is my family and I bought like just a little game for him to play. We gave him at the same time, and he got that, looked at it, was like, oh, this is amazing. But when he saw that computer, he jumped up and down for joy because now he knew he could do his work. And it's just, it's just been awesome. And the last one I'll share with you is there's also one other family that the ministry, and again, through God's provisions, you know, this lady, we went and delivered food to her. I mean, not only did she have no food, they had no furniture. They had no, I mean, they had nothing. We had no, you know, air conditioning units or anything along those lines. And again, that's not the kind of the wheelhouse of our ministry. But again, in that word manna, just the provision, we're able to kind of work around and find some people to donate stuff. And in a sense, we're able to, you know, furnish her house and to give her, you know, her air conditioner. We got our two air conditioners, the window units, and by the way, she had just had a baby. I mean, it was like, it's just not the way people should live. So we're able to help them as well. Again, that's not the main thing of our ministry, but just being there to help people in need. So those are some of the examples that I think kind of highlight, you know, what God's doing through this ministry.
What would you say is the vision going forward?
So we actually, that's a great question. When we started this, again, this is being run out of my garage, you know, that we'd cleaned out because my sister was supposed to do her rehearsal party here at our house. And obviously with the COVID, it was canceled. But the vision, I think, going forward is, you know, is really to continue to serve families. When we started this, we talked with some amazing, as I alluded to before, the UP Center social workers. We're in a Zoom call with probably 15 different social workers, and with some of the social workers we had helped, and to see their response in regards to knowing that their families were getting taken care of was amazing. But we asked the question, we're like, you know, is this just a thing for COVID? Is this something that is, you know, once this pandemic is done, is there still a need? And they all basically said, without a doubt, that this is absolutely a need in this community. So our ultimate vision is to start partnering with more churches to allow them to, you know, to partner with these families to give them hope. We're actually talking to a company out of Suffolk. We might be able to create another distribution facility out there to help people more out in Suffolk and Smithfield and that area. But our ultimate vision really is just to continue to be God's hands and feet in regards to providing for these families. And it's really exciting because we actually don't know where it's going to go. We're just trusting that He continues to provide, and very excited to, you know, see, but we're going for nonprofit. We're doing all this amazing stuff. It really is all glory be to God. It's been an amazing experience, and excited to see where it goes.
Now, the last thing I always like to ask at the end of my interviews is there anything else you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads today?
Yeah, I would. I mean, in regards to what's going on in the world, I think we all need to understand that, you know, the big thing when this thing started was that we can't help everyone, but we can help somebody. So whether it be through Manna Ministry or whether it be through some organization or something out there, I think, you know, we as a community, Virginia Beach, again, I'm born and raised here, six brothers and sisters. I've been here my entire life. I have four kids, and I'm not going anywhere. It's just, let's just be a part of the change. Let's be a part of the hope. And if you decide, you know, if Manna Ministry is something that you would like to look at a little further, again, our website, again, is mannaministrytidewater.org. So if you like to, you know, you could check out that and see different ways to help with us. But if not, I think it's important that we all do our part in helping, you know, really just to go out there and help somebody each day. And if all of us do that, I think, you know, this community can be what it is and what it always has been. And it's an amazing place to raise a family.
Well, thank you, John, so much for talking with me today in Hampton Roads about Manna Ministry. And again, if anyone wants to get more information, where can they go?
Okay, so then there's two avenues right now, but the best one probably is, again, the mannaministrytidewater.org website. Or if you have a specific question or you just want to kind of connect in a different way, some people, you know, they don't want to go through the website, you can also email us at mannaministry, again, it's mannaministry.tidewater@gmail.com.